Chapter 3. The diverting expedient Don Quixote falls upon in order to be knighted. Harassed by this reflection, he abridged his sorry meal and called for the landlord, with whom, having shut himself up in the stable, he fell upon his knees and addressed the supposed constable in these words: "Never will I rise from this suppliant posture, thrice valiant knight, until your courtesy shall grant the boon I mean to beg. A boon that will not only redound to your particular praise, but also to the inestimable benefit of mankind in general." The innkeeper, hearing such discourse proceed from the mouth of his guest, who kneeled before him, was astonished, and gazed at our hero, without knowing what to say or do. At length, however, he entreated him to rise, but this request was absolutely refused, until he assured him that his boon should be granted. "Señor," said Don Quixote, "I could expect no less from the courtesy of your magnificence. I will now therefore tell you that the boon which I have begged and obtained from your generosity is that you will, tomorrow morning, vouchsafe to confer upon me the order of knighthood. This night will I watch my arms in the chapel of your castle, that the morning, as I said, may fulfil my eager desire, and enable me, as I ought, to traverse the four corners of the world in search of adventures for the relief of the distressed, according to the duty and office of chivalry, and of those knights-errant whose genius, like mine, is strongly addicted to such achievements." The landlord, who, as we have already observed, was a sort of a wag, and had from the beginning suspected that his lodger's brain was none of the soundest, having heard him to an end, no longer entertained any doubts about the matter, and in order to regale himself and the rest of his guests with a dish of mirth, resolved to humour him in his extravagance. With this view, he told him that nothing could be more just and reasonable than his request, his conceptions being extremely well suited and natural to such a peerless knight as his commanding presence and gallant demeanour demonstrated him to be, that he himself had, in his youth, exercised the honourable profession of errantry, strolling from place to place in quest of adventures, in the course of which he did not fail to visit the suburbs of Malaga, the Isles of Riarn, the booths of Seville, the marketplace of Segovia, the olive gardens of Valencia, the little tower of Granada, the bay of St. Lucar, the spout of Cordova, the public houses of Toledo, and many other places.